Gracia y paz a vosotros, de Dios nuestro Padre y de nuestro Señor Jesucristo. Amen. The text we have chosen this morning, I won't continue in Spanish, is written in Matthew 18, verses 1 through 5. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Then Jesus called a little child to him and set him in the midst of them and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me." Estas son tus palabras, Padre Celestial. Santifícanos en tu verdad. Tu palabra es la verdad. Amen. You may be seated. The words I said in Spanish are words you probably hear almost every time a text is read in one of our worship services, so they don't need to be translated into English for you, I don't think. I am here on campus this weekend because 40 years ago, in 1971, I graduated from Bethany, and we had our 40th class reunion this year. And I was able to participate on Saturday in your activities on the green out here and go to theater physics and enjoy myself with you. And it was a very enjoyable weekend, I want to tell you that. Very encouraging for us, because the things that happen make us happy. And I'm glad to see the happiness and joy that there is on the Bethany campus. And we try to keep that happiness and joy in our lives, too. And while we were here, we met many people. I met quite a few of my classmates again, and other people that I had never met before that knew about my work in Chile. And they often praise me and say, "We think it is really great what you are doing there in Chile." But many times we feel like our lives are common human lives. We live our lives pretty much like you do. We get up in the morning, take a shower, eat breakfast, get dressed, and go off to work. I have to do bank business, writing checks and making deposits and things like that, although we do it in pesos instead of in dollars. But it's pretty much the same things that you do here in your lives in the United States. And I'm a common man, too, in my life. I don't think there's anything extraordinary about me. I'm a grandfather, father and grandfather, 60 years old. And so we could go on and talk about the things in my life, things that will never get into history books. And sometimes we might think we want our name to be in the history books. We want to be thought of as great. And the disciples were this way, too. They asked Jesus, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And it's easy for us to think that way, especially when people do praise us. One thought I had was, the words I would use is that I am an ordinary guy. But I wouldn't say that in Chile, because there are cognates in languages. Those who study languages and study English know that a cognate is a word that looks or sounds the same and has the same meaning in two different languages and the same root. And there are false cognates. And in Chile, in Spanish, there are quite a few false cognates, words that sound the same as in English but mean something completely different. An ordinary guy is one of those. When the Chilean people use the word guy, they are thinking of a word spelled G-A-Y instead of G-U-Y. And when they talk about somebody being ordinary, they think of somebody who is not respected, who is kind of doesn't have good manners, and doesn't speak well. And someone who they despise. They despise the ordinary people. They would talk about un guy ordinario. And that would mean a homosexual man who isn't well thought of in the community. And so in Chile, I am not an ordinary guy. I would say that right away. But I'm not alone in the way I think of myself, because the Apostle Paul often talked this way, and the disciples learned too that they weren't the greatest in the kingdom of heaven for being the 12 that Jesus chose. But the Apostle Paul, on Friday in the chapel service, you heard about him and his thorn in the flesh, and God said to him, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." And he says, for when I am weak, then I am strong. And that's the way we missionaries are, too. Some of my greatest successes on the mission field have been when I have been in times of weakness. And I tell people, I don't think I can do that. I feel scared. And the people in Peru would rally around me and say, we'll be with you and support you and help you. And that helped develop the churches there. And also, Paul wrote these words in 1 Corinthians. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. And so we aren't great. Paul also talked about his sin and said, miserable de mí, in Spanish. Wretched man that I am is what the English translation we use says. He knew he was sinful. He knew he was weak. And we know that too. And we are all the same in that way. We are all the same in the lives that we live, and we are all the same in our sinfulness. And the 12 disciples had to learn that too. And they learned it when they asked Jesus, who is the greatest? And Jesus said, the greatest one isn't the one who has his name in history books or his name in lights up on a marquee, but is the little child. He called a little child. The little child, the humble believer, the one who knows that he is sinful, recognizes that there is no power in himself to believe in Jesus or come to him, and who recognizes that there's no power in himself to proclaim that gospel. And that is really what a foreign missionary is, a sinner who recognizes that he needs Jesus as his Savior and goes and proclaims that word, not with his own power, but with Jesus' power. We sang, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. And that's what we all recognize. He is the only one in history books who counts. Jesus is. The only one in the history books who really counts. Because someday all the history books of this world will disappear. But his name will be proclaimed forever. And so you and I are the same in many of those things. We are human beings. We are sinful human beings. We are saved by God's grace through Jesus Christ. And that is the message I want to leave with you today and encourage you to continue to believe that and to continue to do mission work. You can be foreign missionaries too without going to another country by praying for the mission work, by supporting the mission work, and by encouraging the missionaries. And this weekend, you have done that for me. And I thank you and pray for you also. And our people in Chile also pray for you. Amen.